high. But like Tony, is Allen really seems to be able to kind of put the moves on.
Yeah.
On some of these.
Yeah. I mean, Tony, obviously, he's, you know, one of the most athletic guys we've ever had. He's obviously proven he's one of the most athletic guys in the NFL. So, you know, you can't, you know, say enough about him. But, you know, Allen, for, you know, what he's done for our offense has been, you know, kind of eye-opening because of his ability to kind of, you know, cut and make guys miss. It's kind of something we haven't seen from him. Although he's caught the ball in the past, he hasn't been in that role that Tony was in where you kind of get him into the flat and he's got some room to run. So now that you can, you know, see Al get the ball in those situations, he's really putting some moves on, getting upfield. And like I said, you know, that's just helping out, keeping us going in our longer drives and then obviously helping us get more points.
Thanks.
How ironic is it that we're all breaking down a game-ending drive this week when it was a year ago against Michigan State? It went the complete opposite. One of the big ones, such as life of a quarterback a little bit or life
yeah,
of an offensive guy.
That's, you know, just being critical of little things in ball games. I mean, that's there's no other way to put it. I mean, you always remember the last thing, and, you know, if the last thing was negative, that's what you're going to talk about. If it's positive, that's what you're going to talk about. So, unfortunately for us, last drive we had on offense wasn't a positive one. You know, we're over it, and we're worried about today's practice.
Just going back, what are your reflections on that play with Michigan to Marvin last year? How often in the offseason did you end up hearing about it and people talking about it?
Some people talk about it a little bit. Honestly, not that often did we even think about it. It was another game. It was a must-win, obviously, every week is. And, you know, we were very fortunate to come out with a victory in a very close ball game on the road against a very tough opponent. And, you know, that team is you know, better this year. So we're not so much worried about what we did last year because it's not going to help us, you know, win this game this year against a very good opponent.
Are your goals still attainable for this year?
I think so. I mean, you know, our goals are to, you know, more so beyond what you want to be, where you want to be at the end of a season. I think your goals are kind of week to week in how you handle each different challenge because you can't plan for those things, you know, before the season. There's just nothing you can do about, you know, the way things shake out. And so our goals are to, you know, prepare well each week. And the best way to do that is have the right attitude and bring good energy to practice. And if we can do that, I think, you know, your goals can be met at the end of a season. And if we don't do that, then you might not see some of those goals fulfilled.
What's it like for you guys knowing that you get the number 5 team in the country to bounce back with from Saturday?
The rankings, it doesn't really mean a whole lot to us. And I'm sure Michigan State's feeling the same way. They know that you know, there's a lot of football still left for both teams. So, you know, we're just trying to do our best this week to prepare for them. And I'm sure they're doing the same thing over there. And, you know, when we meet on Saturday, I'm sure it'll be a tough ball game. But right now I don't think the rankings mean a whole lot because there's still a lot of football left, a lot of things that can happen. So, you know, I think, you know, from where we're at right now as a team, we're just, you know, still where we are, where we were early in the season. That was focusing on improvement. And that's not going to change to the last week of the season. It's going to be the same way.
How do you get Saturday night to finish out of your head? I mean, literally, how do you not stop thinking or stop thinking?
You know, you just do. I don't know if there's not a certain way to. I mean, it's in your head, so you just stop doing it. I mean, it's the same. It's all mental, so it's like anything else. You just stop thinking about it, and you worry about the next thing, and that's today's practice.
You don't have any music or movie? Or
no, I don't have any.
Sleep?
No.
Benadryl?
No.
Quart of vodka?
No. That's Russian. I don't do that.
Well, and I just want to clarify a little. Coach, I think, explained there was mm-hmm. When you were calling through that last year, when you thought you might have more time than actually ended up being available,
yeah,
on that sneak, is that?
Yeah, we only got 1 second taken off the clock when you almost planned for 3 on a play like that. That's how it should have went, and it didn't. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, I guess they were trying to give us a break, and we just kind of, you know, weren't on the same page, I guess.
Thank you.
Coach said he took a certain amount of blame for with the team. He talked to you guys, and he told us that. How does that go over with you guys? I mean, is it important to hear him say it?
Yeah, he's always been that way with us about anything that happens on the field, and he addresses it. And when you have a head coach like that, you know, it makes it very easy to want to play for a guy like that. You know, he's always been straightforward with everybody on the team individually or when he's addressing us as a team. That's the kind of guy he is. Ask anybody, and they'll tell you the same thing. So he doesn't change. And it goes the same with, you know, calls that he makes during the game. If he feels that he didn't make the right call, win or if it's a win or if it's a loss, he will address it and tell us. And he just kind of lets you know where we're at. And since it's all out there and everyone's, you know, straightforward with everybody, it's very easy to work together and to move on from good things and from bad things.